Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Welcome back, Barry Lenehan here with you this evening. And you've been getting in touch to 51551 and drivetime at rte.ie about the recruitment and retention crisis in the education sector. One texter here saying, it's not surprising that young teachers might consider leaving Ireland. Many young people in all professions want to explore the world and broaden their horizons. Young teachers see their friends doing just that and will naturally think about joining them. If they do, they'll be better teachers when they return. So keep them coming to 51551. And it's that where we go next. A new survey shows how half of younger teachers would consider leaving Ireland to teach abroad due to factors such as the housing crisis and poor job satisfaction. The poll of over 700 Teachers Union of Ireland members highlights a range of concerns around the teacher supply crisis. The findings show significant bureaucratic overload and poor facilities in schools, while just 35% of TUI respondents who entered the profession in recent years received a contract of full hours upon initial appointment. Well, for more on this, we're joined by the TUI President, David Waters. Thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening, David, ahead of your conference this week. We mentioned some of the headline findings there of this survey. You might flesh them out a bit more for us.
Thanks very much. Yeah, look, I mean, you mentioned one of the most startling ones, and that's, you know, 51% of the people surveyed said they would consider leaving the country. And, you know, it's not surprising to us in the TUI. We've been warning government consistently that we're going to have and do have a recruitment and retention crisis for a variety of reasons. You know, you have housing and conditions, but there are some things that they can do to actually help solve this. And in the TUI, we've always come with the kind of more solution focused. I mean, we have a 2-year PME program. That's the teacher training program. It used to be 1 year up to 2014. They've elongated it. And now we're using those second year PME students to plug the gap, when really, if we halved the training, we'd have 1,400 teachers back into the system.
The PME being the Professional Master of Education, which exactly, all teachers have to do, replacing the old HDIP qualification. But on that, Minister Norma Foley, she would argue that she's introduced measures to cushion the cost of the PME by €2,000. Is that not good enough?
No, I mean, look, we welcome any financial help. But I mean, if to look at the reality of it, I mean, if you do a 2-year course, it's still probably going to cost you €13,000. I mean, if you were someone who maybe wants to go back to education or wants a career change, like most people, some people can save up for maybe 1 year if out of work, but 2 years is an impossibility for most. So you're cutting out a whole swathe of people already to be teachers who might have industry experience because they just cannot afford to enter into the profession. Secondly, then, we're probably excluding the profession to a certain demographic as well, which is not a good thing either. But we also are at a crisis point, which means we have to start looking at it as in getting our shoulder to the wheel and seeing what can we do here. And we can get 1,400 people back into the system who are already pretty much manning the breach. Without them, schools would have collapsed at this point. We also have a farcical situation where we have 4,000 teachers who were trained and qualified in Ireland in places like Dubai and around the world, who are in great terms and conditions. And yet we won't recognise any of the work they've done when they come back. Like, they're not going to come back if they have to start on point one of the pay scale.
The ASTI, the other union, wants service as a teacher abroad to be included in the calculation of incremental credit in salaries as an incentive for those teachers to return to Ireland. Do you agree with that proposal?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been calling it for a long, long time, and we've mentioned it with the minister directly. I mean, you can imagine if you've done 10 years, say, in Dubai or whatever, and the government can't, you know, match the terms and conditions like, you know, tax-free salaries or anything like that. But what they can do at the very minimum is make sure you're not impoverished on your return. Like, there's no way you're going to come back if your standard of life is going to be so much worse. So, I mean, we need to start looking at very basic but practical solutions. And not only that, I mean, you've got the halving of the PME, you've got incremental credit for people in non-EU countries. And you also have, if you can give a bit more flexibility to schools with allocation, we can start offering teachers full-time jobs. Because at the moment, in the survey, 35% of teachers entered the profession on a full-time job. most of them have got these bit part contracts, and that is not an attractive way to live. So, I mean, we can't keep kind of denigrating the profession like this.
And 2 in 3 schools now have unfilled vacancies. To what extent are schools dropping subjects at the moment?
It's catastrophic. I mean, especially in a lot of urban areas and that, I mean, you have particularly the STEM subjects where an awful lot of these teachers would have other opportunities in other industries. You know, if the terms and conditions of teaching are not good enough, they will leave. They will be attracted to other places. And we have lots of instances of schools that can't offer woodwork or metalwork or home ec anymore. And those subjects just drop off, which is such a huge disadvantage to the students in the school. Especially, you can imagine if you're an exam year and you had been doing that subject, and now suddenly the school cannot provide tuition for you. I mean, it's a real serious problem.
What do you want to hear from the Education Minister, Norma Foley, when she addresses your conference?
I want her to start listening to the practitioners on the ground. I want her to accept that we have an expertise that needs to be listened to, and that the teacher and recruitment crisis needs to be taken seriously, and that teachers cannot continually be overburdened with more workload, more meaningless bureaucracy.
The tenor of the statements from the minister is that there perhaps isn't a crisis. She says teaching remains an attractive career choice, with starting pay for post-primary teachers more than €42,000, that there were more than 3,700 newly qualified teachers registered with the Teaching Council last year, a record 122,000 teachers now on the Teaching Council register, she says. The message is rather clear from the minister. Crisis, what crisis, is it not?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know what planet she's living on. I mean, if we have schools dropping subjects because they can't get teachers in the room, I mean, we have a crisis. If we have students who no longer have the subject choices available to them, we have a crisis. I mean, she says you're 3,000 whatever people who've qualified at the PME. She's right. But where are they going? They're not staying in Ireland. They're leaving. And that's the whole point. It's not just the salary or anything. It's also the terms and conditions. It's how teachers are being continually taken out of what they're primarily meant to do, and it's teach. And they've got this administrative burden, which, you know, a lot of teachers sometimes don't even see the value in them. So, I mean, you can warp statistics any way you want. On the ground, you have schools and classrooms without teachers in them. That, to me, is a crisis.
Well, let's see what happens at the conference this week. David Waters, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.